Shoo! Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two Times. What's up, everybody?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Aw, shoot, Sully Saul. What do you got for us today? It's been a crazy couple weeks, so...
Yep, another crazy week. Quarantine was over, and I went out, and I overdid it, but it was, it was great. All right, so on this episode of The Salty Show, the more we learn about the murder of George Floyd and of the organized riots taking place, the clearer it becomes that this is a farce and we're being lied to once again. And just like the Chinese virus, it involves the same characters acting out the performance of a lifetime on the world stage. I'm calling it the Woke Olympics, where the players are competing to outdo one another on who's more sympathetic to black oppression. The virtual signaling escapades, if you will. Also, despite this madness, the economy is climbing back up. 2.5 million jobs added in May, the highest ever recorded in 1 month, and the stock market is back over 27,000 points. All right, we're going to talk about all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
Salty Show!
No.
.com.
.com.
Oh, Tim's done with it now. He doesn't like it anymore.
He's got a little frowny face. He's not happy.
Grumpy. He is grumpy today. All right, guys. We are going to get into this one. Just like last episode, Heidi, we will cover some of that stuff that you got for the end of the show. That way we can end on a lighter note. But like I said, I'm calling it the Woke Olympics, and it just broke today. Democrats trying to outdo one another on who's more woke. Now, if you haven't seen this, I know Jeremy hasn't, but most likely Tim, I know, has definitely seen it. Now, this is comical to the point of kind of being infuriating, because let me show you. Do you guys see my screen?
Yes, sir.
All right. The first thing I want to get to is what you see on your screen. And for the listener, it is the Democratic Party. They introduced a bill for police reform. Obviously, Trump is going to he's not going to sign this. This is not going anywhere. The Senate's not going to look at this. But the Democrats are pandering, and they're pandering again to the black vote. And what they did after they, introduced this bill, they go out and take a knee, because that's popular to do right now. Everybody's taking a knee. And I'm going to show you those videos and those pictures of police officers everywhere and this bullshit, taking a knee and wearing a mask. And not only that, they are wearing what appears to be African scarves. I forget what they're called. Do you know what they're called, Tim?
It's like a Kent. A Kenta.
Yeah. Anyways, let me play this video for you guys, because
holding a moment of silence right now on Capitol Hill, honoring the memory of George Floyd. This is coming just moments before they will unveil officially a new piece of legislation that they call in the House Justice in Policing Act. There are some Senate sponsors as well, Cory Booker and Kamala Harris. You can see the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, at the center of this. A moment of silence right now for George Floyd.
Can you just pause it real quick?
Yeah, pause it.
Yep. So what I got to find funny about this is that everybody there is wearing their face masks.
Yeah.
She's still got it around her neck.
Yeah, she's not even wearing it.
So I saw that right away. I was like, okay, that's done.
So where you said,
sorry, yeah. She's not wearing a mask.
It looks like they're doing this in like some sort of gymnasium. They said this is on the House floor?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's a House floor. I don't know where it's at. It looks very lit.
I think it's outside of the
outside,
House.
Outside.
I think that's the lobby. That's the lobby.
Oh,
they're doing
okay.
it for the camera.
Okay.
They're doing it for the camera.
Yeah, right.
So they're wearing African scarves because we don't live in America anymore? I guess I'm confused. Are you black? Are you black Americans or are you black Africans? I'm just trying to figure it out.
This actually caught a lot. They got a lot of flack.
Good. They should.
For this, from a lot of African American Democrats and like African citizens, you know, like African
naturalized immigrants.
They're immigrants. They're not full citizens yet because they're going, did these colors represent certain tribes and you know, like even dynasties?
Cultures,
And they were like, you guys, and they're all saying the same thing. You guys are pandering. Yeah. You don't need to see this. We appreciate it, but obviously these countries
and these people should be furious.
That's what people were saying on social media.
This is the party that will criticize. I mean, because and when I say this word, because it's a key phrase that we all know, and they're practicing it right now. Cultural appropriations. They're appropriating somebody else's culture, and they're the party who calls out anybody. You know, if you wear anything that you know, like, for example, a sombrero, you know, you can't wear that. You know, that's cultural appropriations. You know, that's not allowed. You're white. What do you know about this culture? And yet here is the party that touts this bullshit. And now they're the ones because they're trying to pander so hard. Now, not to be outdone. Earlier this week, some celebrities and social media influencers took to their profiles and decided to fill the internet with black square boxes all over. I mean, I couldn't go through Instagram that day without everybody put a black box, and they called it Blackout Tuesday. For this BLM movement and all this stuff. Again, I'm calling it the woke Olympics. The pandering is so. Moving on. Let's go to the next one. People are losing their minds. Now, the Minneapolis City Council, a Minneapolis City Councilwoman, says this, dude. Again, unbelievable. Says that the fear that people have when people say, let's defund the police department, let's disband the police. And so, you know, she's being interviewed, I think it was by CNN, and she's asked, well, what about people's fears that, you know, that their homes might get broken into? What do you say about that? This woman says, and I'll play for you, she says that fear that you have of your home being broken into is due to your privilege in society. In other words, having fear to have your home broken into is somewhat racist. Let me play this special human being to you because unbelievable.
Even the lady on CNN, she was trying to hold her facial reaction. Like, you could tell she's listening to what she's saying and going, no, this is too much.
Let me play it for you.
Free also makes some people nervous. For instance, what if in the middle of the night my home is broken into? Who do I call?
Yes, I mean, I hear that loud and clear from a lot of my neighbors. And I know, and myself too, and I know that comes from a place of privilege. Because for those of us for whom the system is working, I think we need to step back and imagine what it would feel like to already live in that reality where calling the police may mean more harm is done.
Let me say this. This is the yes, exactly. That's how everybody should react to this. This is the made up utopian paradise that leftists, they've convinced themselves that can exist. They're hoping for this. In their minds, people are, again, innately good. I call it suicidal pacifism. In other words, we won't engage in violence against a burglar. We're just going to lift our hands up and hope that burglar has mercy on us. And that's what they believe. Where are the adults? Where the fuck are the adults in Minneapolis? They want to abolish the police. Go ahead, Tim.
So it's funny you mention that. So as I do my research, and because I'm tired of talking about this, but it's more on the laws and the politics, right, of it. I started doing my research. And the minute I heard this morning, you know when you can just go, I guarantee three things. One, she is on the ultra crazy side of the Democratic Party. And then when I looked her up, she's like part of like the Minnesota Farmers Democrat Labor Party or something like that. And when you look them up, their ideals are socialism.
Yeah.
Social exactly. Democracy, social. You know, so when you look at it, they are the left wing of the Minnesota Democratic Party. Yep. Okay. Yep. Then I go, well, number two, I guarantee she went to a really fancy D1 school. Yeah, she went to Berkeley. So right there, you already know just from what we've seen in the past.
Let the brainwashing begin.
You know what I'm saying? What we've seen in the past from Antifa rallies and all that. I'm like, oh. So I'm like, they all are starting to fall into a certain pattern when you look at what they've done, you know, where they've gone to school. And she's third thing, she's a millennial. There are more millennials. Boy, it's weird. They're all like 78. It's like 78. 78 is like the year for like even the mayor of Phoenix. She was born in 78. Even the mayor of Minnesota, I believe, is 38, between 30
and
40.
Like a kid.
But you got all these millennials making these crazy rules. I have people that are way older than me that are very, very, very old Republican. And they're like, what the what the fuck is wrong with your generation? You guys are destroying everything. What are you talking about? You fucking boomer. And then as this shit starts going on, and I'm like, I texted him the other day. I was like, you're right.
I apologize.
I said, millennials are fucking this kind. The ideas sound good. There's no doubt about that. We were supposed to be the generation that changes society. We're not changing it. We're making it worse.
Well, we should have been worse as a change.
Yeah. We're not making it for the better. We had every opportunity to make things better, but we filled it up with being on our phones and social media, fucking video games. Like our generation didn't seem to be moving forward like the early millennials did, but then it just died off.
Yeah. Well, part of that is the
got lazy
higher. Well, the higher education phenomenon laziness too, but basically we're raising our children to stay children.
Yep.
You can now stay on your parents' insurance until you're 27, 26.
And they all clap. And they all clap when Obama said it. They all cheered.
But a lot of us.
And hold on. And then you have a gentleman, I forget where he was from, where his parents tried kicking him out of their house at 30. And he turned around and sued him. And the lawyer says, or the judge says, no, you can't kick your 30-year-old son out of your house. What kind of world is that?
The ones rioting.
It's also the 40-year-old one.
Exactly.
But the reason why I bring that up, because I know we're going to get into the rioting and the looting. These rules are creating the anarchy. We are now allowing the crazies to run the asylum.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It is now Scarecrow running, you know, take it to Dark Knight, because I know you love that shit. You know, it's Scarecrow's running it. You know what I mean? Yeah. And, you know, you get the AOC and they're all saying the same thing. And it's just,
yeah, like Saul said, where are the adults?
Exactly.
Exactly. So Tim, going to those lines, you know, because you said these people want socialism, because let's play this out. Okay. So let's say we all agree. Okay, fine. Defund the police. Okay. And people who support this, they think that it will just end there. Okay, we just got to get rid of the police and it's there. It's not going to end there. They will then call for an end to a series of things. Business, right? Big business. Oh, we can't have wealthy. You know, we have to redistribute this. You know what? Fuck capitalism. Let's get rid of capitalism. And this is why we cannot give these ideas an inch, because it doesn't end there. They will continue. And to Tim's point, the ultimate goal is to bring on socialism. So when they say police corruption, it's cloaked. It's hiding the real motives, which is they want to bring on socialism. And this is why, again, we cannot give these people an inch. Now, going back to the woke Olympics, not to be outdone, the rest of the world has now joined in on the protest fund. And I'm not going to show you the videos because they're pretty lengthy, but go out there, Google them. London, France, Brazil, all these countries are now, you know, fighting. And they're chanting George Floyd's name out there. And I'm going to talk about a Candace Owens video that, again, the more we learn about this, the clearer it becomes. And again, it goes back to this, you know what, just give things enough time. And then we find out the truth. People today, they hear the news and they react, let's burn everything. And then days later, the truth comes out and you're like, oh, shit. Well, what? Why were we really motivated for this? And what drove us to do this? And there is an organized effort to destroy our society. And Trump, not to be outdone, in typical Trump fashion, was having none of it. And instead, he decides to go out there and instead of addressing the whole, you know, he says we're, you know, his approach. And instead, he touts the job market, the numbers that are coming, despite every effort that is being made on so many fronts to destroy this man, to destroy his legacy, to destroy the country, as long as we can get rid of him. This is their mentality. But this guy comes out and he touts those numbers, and then he starts a hashtag, and this is brilliant. Jobs, not mobs. This is his slogan right now. Jobs. And again, the guy, whoever is leading his marketing this thing, man, they're brilliant. And they're again, jobs, not mobs. And in my opinion, again, like I said, it's brilliant. The economy is just shooting up, man. It's a barometer, right, to the potential of the country. And despite everything that's happening today, this, in my opinion, is going to guarantee him the win, because the left has lost their goddamn mind and they are guaranteeing his win. Now, I'm going to move on. The New York Times comes out with an op-ed piece calling on white people. This is infuriating. Calling on white people to excommunicate their families, essentially, family members who do not support BLM. Let me show you this article. And the title of the article is an opinion piece. It's called "I Don't Need Love Texts from My White Friends." Now, in this piece, there is a text part that I want to quote on what they said. They said this, one of the things that you can do to join this BLM movement is text your relatives and loved ones, telling them you will not be visiting them or answering phone calls until they take significant action in supporting Black lives, either through protest or financial contributions. This is the same garbage newspaper who was calling people that protest the lockdown pro-deathers. And here they are demanding that old people go out and protest and risk coronavirus or lose their relationship with their kids or their grandkids. The New York Times is a disgusting and evil medium, dude.
From what you're saying, my interpretation of that would be as if a family member of mine came to me and told me that if I didn't go support Black Lives, is it Black Lives Matter or just Black Lives?
Black, what
just say BLM.
All right.
BLM.
All right. If I don't support these people, they're never going to talk to me again. You know what? Goodbye. I don't want to talk to you anyways. You're drinking the Kool-Aid. You're not supporting anything of substance. Goodbye. I'm done talking to you anyways. See ya.
Yeah, this is wrong, dude.
I mean, being silent towards racism is not the right approach. Okay, but standing up to racism and beating it is the approach. And to me, the reason why I say that, being silent, I mean, you know, if you never acknowledge that it exists, that's a problem, right? Because it does exist. But you know how you beat it? You treat people with respect.
No, I'm going to tell you what Morgan Freeman said it the best. He was asked by a white guy. He says, how do we fight this? He said, stop talking about it. This is Morgan Freeman's words. Stop talking about it. Move on. Institutional racism is dead. What are we going to do? We're going to get in people's brains and find out the ones who still have racism in their minds. Racism exists. But what are we going to do? You're going to get in somebody's mind and what are you going to do?
But that's what I'm saying. When I say being silent, if you judge somebody by their color, that's racist, right? But if you don't do that and you judge them by their character and their demeanor and their person, yeah, that's how you beat it. That's what I'm saying, Ed. Because if somebody is doing it and you don't say nothing, be like, hey, dude, you're being a dick. You know what I mean? That's pretty fucking racist. Yeah. You got to call a spade a spade. You have to be willing to call it out. And the other way to beat it is by judging people by their merits, not their act, you know, and their actions, not by their color and by some stereotype or anything. It just doesn't. That doesn't help because that's where that underlying thing will always be there.
Today's not the time. Not today. And not in this country. Okay? You want to talk about things that are really happening? Talk about Libya. There's an ongoing slave trade still going on in Libya. Nobody's talking about that.
No.
So it's not here. And this is not the right time today. You know why? Because while all this is going on, we're being purposely distracted. Because, again, what we said this week, Hillary Clinton went to court and lost her case regarding those deleted emails, 30,000 deleted emails. And she's going to have to testify. Okay? Rod Rosenstein goes out and testifies to the Senate regarding the whole Russia thing. And again, if you haven't seen this video, go look for it. We don't have time. But Ted Cruz gives him a beatdown, man. And again, go Google it. We don't have time to cover it on this episode. But again, these are things that are happening. And then another thing that happened is the Senate voted to subpoena over 20 Obama officials involved with the whole Obamagate spying scandal. This is what's happening. And this is why there are groups trying to foment this, because they're keeping us distracted. And the media is being a willing player in all this. Again, this is why I said they are acting all of this out on the world stage, because they're trying to get us not to talk about what's about to happen with Obamagate, because this is worse than 100 times worse than Watergate. And so this is why I said, stop talking about it. It's not an issue here in the United States. Maybe 30 years ago, 40 years ago, it was, and it should have. It's gone. And there are far more important things to be talking about. We're not going to cover it. Not institutional racism does not exist. Institutional racism is gone. You know, are there people who still have racist things in their hearts? Of course, all races. But it's not an issue that's going to hold you back from being able to accomplish whoever you want to be. And you know who proves that? Morgan Freeman, Don Lemon, because they're successful Black men. Successful, all these basketball players out there, they prove this idea wrong. It is no longer institutionalized. You can move ahead in life. You can become what, you know, if you set your mind to it, you know, you might be successful. But that's the American dream. That's what allows us to be able to do that. And your skin color is not going to hold you back. All right. Another thing, Manhattan DA. He came out this week saying protesters that get arrested would not be charged. If you don't understand,
it's not just New York. It's every liberal city.
Yeah,
this is happening in.
Well, you know what? Fine. Then their cities deserve to burn to the ground. They deserve it. They're not going to punish that kind of behavior. Guess what you're doing? You're promoting more of it. And when your city burns to the ground, don't come to the federal government asking for money, because I'm not going to give you any.
They did already. Minnesota already.
Yeah. Well, went to them. No, you don't get any. Go away.
Jeremy, anyway, these are the going. Same people. These are the same in the same cities who were quickly willing and didn't force this to lock up pastors who congregated, right? Because they weren't obeying the lockdowns. And they are not going to press. They're not going to arrest. They won't even be charged. This is insanity. Again, and this is what it's leading me to this. I'm going to get to this. Why the whole COVID thing was a lie. And why I'm never going to believe anything these motherfuckers say, because all this, it's all the same characters, all of the same characters. I'm going to show you those videos. Now, let's dive deep into this, because the next segment, which is,
oh yeah,
the more we learn about what happened, the more the clearer this picture becomes. Now, Candace Owens came out with a video and we posted it. And this video went viral, dude, everywhere. She called it Confessions. And it shook the internet. Over 50 million views. She's getting death threats everywhere. Everybody's telling everybody to disavow her. And which basically, essentially, we said, if you haven't seen this video, Google it, find it, view it. It's worth it. 15 minutes in your, and you're going to be informed far more than the news media is informing you. And she talks about George Floyd having a long history of a life of crime, going all the way back to 1998, all through 2014. And what she says, and again, she's very eloquent. She breaks it down very well. And she says, look, we are a society of second chances. Second, third chances. But nine crimes? This guy was a career criminal. One, and then one of those involves him pointing a gun at a pregnant woman's belly. So what she says is this, and again, ask anybody who supports this movement, who's now posting pictures of this guy, making t-shirts of him. What is the woman who was pregnant and this guy had a gun pointed at her? What is she thinking as she sees the world praise this man? Do you see what I'm saying? And now there are rumors, and again, I don't know this, but I'm reading it on a lot of posts. The rumors are that there's a video out there that shows him struggling with the police, with all four police officers in the car. And the Attorney General of Minnesota, Keith Ellison, is refusing to release that video and for whatever reasons. Now, this is a guy who praised it in the Antifa book, okay? And so we have to, because again, we would lie to. So if we're being lied to, what are their motives? Okay? They're painting this guy as a martyr, as an example. And look, I fell for it because the first video that I saw was of him, you know, talking and giving advice to kids. And I'm like, I look at this video, I'm like, oh, you know, this is great advice. You know, who doesn't agree with that? We said it on the show. But the news media wasn't reporting the full story of this guy. Now, because remember, dude, families couldn't go to the funerals of their own families just a couple weeks ago. And yet his funeral was attended by all these celebrities, thousands of people. They all celebrated this lifelong criminal. They televised the death of this man as if he was some great civil rights leader. It's offensive. It's disgusting. They don't do this for soldiers who have risked their lives for the country, who are, you know what I'm saying? Like who come back home in a coffin draped in the American flag. They don't do televised this shit. Look, he didn't deserve to die. We can all agree on that. Everybody says this. He didn't deserve to die, but he's not a martyr worthy of celebration. He was a lifelong criminal. Right. And again, this, it angers me because the media is purposely hiding this from people. They are not telling us the full story.
No matter what he did, if he struggled or not with the cops, whatever that video shows, he did not deserve to die.
Of course.
But my question is, when I looked at that autopsy report, the amount of drugs he had in his system.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
I'm like, how the fuck is this guy even, how did he even walk into a building? Like this guy like could have just died from the amount of drugs in his system. Yeah. Like, yeah,
exactly.
Like just unbelievable. So it would, I'm not going to go, because I'm not going conspiracy theory, because there's some conspiracies out there.
I'm going to leave it to this pastor. This is, he happens to be black because, you know what I mean? Because if somebody who's white says this, nobody listens and, you know, he doesn't have validity in his words. So again, this is a black pastor and he asks a poignant question that everybody should be asking themselves this. And again, the news media, it blinds us to this.
What makes George Floyd's death a racist act? What makes it a racist act? Ain't nothing saying it's racist. Nothing. Nothing saying it was a racist act. Suppose George Floyd was a Asian, would it still be racist? Suppose he was a white man, would it be racist? What make it racist? It was just an act that should not have happened. Nobody knows the heart of the policeman. Nobody knows why he kept his beat on the man bro. Nobody knows that. You can't just make everything racist.
Exactly. This is the great point that nobody, we didn't ask ourselves. How do we know that what that guy did was racist? Did we look into his heart? Right? We don't know what happened. We don't know what was going throughout his mind. And on top of that, there were altogether four people. He was the only white guy. It was an Asian, and I think another black guy or some other race. So when did we all of a sudden just assume this was a racist act?
It was about police brutality. That's what this was about, was police brutality.
Black Lives Matter. No.
So the protest was about police brutality.
Okay, no, so I have a question.
It's not.
Let's address police brutality, real quick. Wait. Hold on.
That's what started.
And again, okay. We're basing on that.
The guy?
But when we watch when you watch the videos, there are people approaching the police to come at the police. Okay. Again, I don't think that there should be a man dead. But hold on a minute. If you watch the video, the police are trying to also keep a mob back from coming and attacking the police at the same time. Right. Okay, none of us were in the position to everything that everybody keeps saying. It's horrible that there's a man dead. But you are not you have never been put in that position in that moment where you have a mob of people coming at you at the same time. For all we know, it sucks. But for all we know, he didn't even, the officer is trying to, he's got his hand up, trying to keep other people back from attacking. We've never been in that position.
Oh, no. So this guy, when he's got his hand in his pockets, his knee on the guy's neck, staring at the camera, and the guy is visibly, verbally, you hear audibly, "I can't breathe."
You get the fuck up. But again,
he's looking in the camera, Heidi.
He tells this mob to get back.
He wanted to kill the guy.
I don't know that.
When you got your hands in your pocket and staring at a camera,
you don't know that, Tim.
We all watched the video. He's not staring at the camera.
Stop.
I did not.
This is why everybody's burning down cities, because you can't just say what it is. The guy's a piece of shit.
Can you stop? What he did was wrong. Okay, he should have known better. The question is, was it racist? Now, you don't know the man's heart. You don't know what his thoughts were. So you're just assuming. Okay?
I said police brutality. I didn't say racism. Oh, no. I said police brutality.
Well, no, you just said he intended on killing him.
Yeah. With his knee on his neck?
No.
Look, what I'm talking about is how everybody, what the movement Black Lives Matter means. Okay? Black Lives Matter means that this was a racial thing. Okay? I don't care what you think, Tim. I'm talking about what this movement is doing. Okay? What this movement, what they're selling is that this was a racist crime against a black man. That's what they're selling. Okay. So, and I have a video of a woman who makes a great, just happens to be black, a black immigrant woman who calls out Black Lives Matter for their hypocrisy because they don't riot when there's police brutality against the pastor who wants to just go to church. Okay. Nobody rioted there. You didn't see BLM going out and saying, "Let's burn streets down," because pastors are being thrown into jail. Okay, so let me play this video of this woman.
Black Lives Matter is a joke. Yep. You are the racist. Right. The racist is you. Yep. It's because the white guy killed that. You think they're racist. The racist is the Black Lives Matter. Yep. Go to Chicago. Yeah. They don't have schools.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
And they die every day. They don't matter. Because you can get attention from that.
Shut up.
Group of hypocrites. Go to Southeast DC, Northeast. Tell them Black Lives Matter. If it matters, it should matter everywhere. You guys are hypocrites. Attention seekers. Attention seekers. Black lives should matter everywhere. It doesn't take a white cop to kill a black person to matter.
Exactly. So if you haven't seen this video, go watch it. It's great. This is a pretty long video. It's 9 minutes long, but I just wanted to show you that excerpt because she's very eloquent for fight against these people who just want to start up a race war and burn cities. Now, there are people who are getting tired of this bullshit. And in Long Beach, California, a lot of them are not putting up with this. And this is in Long Beach. This was earlier, about 5 days ago. And, you know, these people were slowly going into neighborhoods, going into different places and burning stuff. And in Long Beach, California, there are locals who live there and who said, you know what? We're not going to put up with this. We're going to fight back. And so they wait for the looters to get there. And as soon as they get there, they go after them. And some of these people are dressed like Antifa.
Get your motherfucking ass knocked out. Get your punk asses on. Look at this, homie.
Thank you, sir.
Say something.
And this is not the only one. Again, Hispanics in California, kind of the same thing. They're getting fed up with the riots and all that. And this guy, I don't know if you saw this guy.
Oh, yeah, this one.
He pulls up with a chainsaw. And these are just protesters talking about BLM. Go ahead, Tip.
Even in Philly, yeah. You know, but the one that really made the news was Philly because they it was like in the fit. I forget what they call them. It's like the fishermen or something like that. Whatever the district is. They came out, man. They came out with bats and they just sat there. They had no problems with people protesting and walking in the street. But the media turned them out because the white guys, they're like, oh, they're trying to, you know. No. They're like, this is our neighborhood. If you destroy it, we're going to fuck you up. Because they knew who was destroying. Everybody knows. Antifa. Everybody knows who's doing the looting. The Antifa, you know, these fucking little privileged, the little bitch-ass white kids. And the ones destroying these neighborhoods.
Who are riding BLM all over the world. Yeah.
And that's why I say, to the point of originally what this thing was for, then it got, and then it turned in, you know, it manifested into this. But originally it was about justice for that arrest. That's what it started out for. That's what they wanted originally.
Yeah, but Tim, you got to tell the rest of the story. It wasn't just police brutality.
In the beginning, they wanted justice for this guy because the cop fucking killed him.
Right. But they wanted justice for him because he was black and he was killed by a white cop. That's why. Okay. Because nobody said anything. Nobody's been saying anything about black on black crime. Nobody said anything about blacks killing other whites.
It was videoed.
Nobody is saying anything about this. Dude, the only reason people are rioting.
If they're protesting police brutality in Minnesota, this happened in Minnesota, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they're protesting it in Minnesota, I understand that. Your local police department may or may not have a problem with police brutality. Why are you burning down stores in California and New York?
Because in every city they have a George Floyd. That they have a, and it's never been addressed.
Right. Okay.
It's never been addressed.
Well, for every George Floyd out there, there's 100 white guys that got the same thing happen to him and no one says a fucking word about it.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's
so
why
you know what? This idea that you're protesting is a bunch of bullshit. You're taking advantage, you're looting because you're pieces of shit. Mm-hmm. And you know what? We're done. We're not going to put up with it anymore. You've got apparently Crips in Long Beach saying, get out of our neighborhood.
Exactly. Oh, no. So they went into the Bronx. Mm-hmm. They went into the Bronx and they looted the shit out of that. The Dominicans started taking things in their own hands. Okay. And then everybody got mad about the Dominicans because everybody feels that they should have been part of the movement because they're minorities and everything. And you see them all going, we didn't come here to destroy. We're building lives. And you took it down. They're like, if you want to go burn, you know, everyone all saying the same thing. You want to go burn down Manhattan, go the fuck down there. That's where the corporations are. But these are our neighborhoods. Stay the fuck out of our neighborhoods.
Well, you know, the Bronx is a suburb of Minneapolis. So I can understand that.
Sick.
It's something that's been around a long time, and it's a fuse that finally got popped. It's a fuse that finally ignited. It fucking ignited across the world. Okay,
The media has been fanning the flames of racial divide for a long time. Okay, this is not about police brutality. This is to keep the country divided on racial issues. And there's groups that are organized to lead this, and people are just being pawns for this.
Now, Not debating that. I'm just saying that the original protest, the meaning of the protest, was right and justified. I will always agree with.
Yeah. But again, just like not all cops are bad, but people want to say, well, okay, we want justice. Okay, well, the justice should be then for the rest of for white people, because white people are the ones who are the victims of this, not BLM. You see what I'm saying? Like, so again, the narrative is all wrong. I'm not going to sell this idea that blacks are oppressed in this modern day. It's a lie. And I'm sorry, we disagree on that too. I don't believe it. And so another video that I want to show you is a black Marine vet gives an eloquent response to the destruction that happened in Washington, D.C. If you didn't see this, Jeremy, this is going to make your blood boil. World War II memorials were desecrated, dude. Monuments. Let me show you this video from this guy who, again, he's a pretty eloquent, and he says something very poignant that people should listen to.
I'm the person that you're protesting for, ostensibly, but I chose to serve my country and do it the way that you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to find a way to serve, not destroy. My name is Sherman Gillums. I joined in 1990 at the age of 17 and got out in 2002 in the U.S. Marine Corps.
What is your thought when you initially saw that these sacred memorials were being vandalized and desecrated?
Well, first of all, it drips of sad irony, because especially the men of World War II, and in many cases women, they fought for the right to protest, to assemble, to have those rights that the Constitution guarantees. So I'm going to say something that's going to surprise you. My father was killed by a police officer when I was a year old back in 1973. And what I wanted to do to remedy the void that left in my life was fill it with something productive that was going to make society better for my son, who can now walk along these grounds with me, and I can talk about how far this country has come. Even though we encourage protest as people who served in the military and fought for that right, what we don't encourage is to spit on the memory of the people who gave them that very ability. This is something different. This is something unnecessary, and it's actually counterproductive, because what it does, it takes people like me who support the right to protest, and when it goes beyond limits, it's almost as if we're better off not having those protests happen the way they're happening. I want to see change, but I don't want to see change at the expense of remembering the people who were a part of the foundation of this country. What they forget is there was a time when you could serve in this country, not have all your rights, and a lot of people still served. They're just as much a part of this. They fought for their identity as fighting persons, as people who serve. They came back, and eventually society did better. Well, this rolls back the clock even worse than what happened in the history books, because you're reminding people that you can just spit on their service and take away what they earned by fighting on foreign soil, by doing this. So there are black Americans, there are Asian Americans that fought along white Americans who are hurt by what happened here. And we don't want to see that. So I want to make it clear that while I support the protesters who are in it for the right reasons, that among them, there do exist people who are doing it for the wrong reasons. And just like we're asking police officers to hold their fellow police officers accountable, those protesters need to be just as self-policing as we're expecting other folks to be, who were a part of this problem as well. My message specifically to the people who are trying to usurp this movement and this cause is, you're not just part of the problem, you're an even bigger problem, because there was a change imperative before this that led to this, and there's a possibility things can get better. This will not help that. This will actually undermine everything that all of us are trying to do, whether you're white, black, whatever color. We all want to see this happen, but the one way this can go wrong or get worse is to have the threat of anarchy try to fill the void where systemic racism once sat. This isn't good for the movement. This is actually making it worse. If you're among those who see this as an opportunity to inject disrespect for tradition, for heritage. And again, this is a black, a white, brown, red, yellow heritage that we're talking about. Then you're worse than the people who got us here. Because those people at least may learn. At least they'll be changed. Or at least they'll not want this to happen again.
It's a powerful video. And I played it all because, again, very, very eloquent and poignant for this time. Again, those protesters desecrated World War II memorials, monuments created in remembrance of the men and women who fought to defend, like he said, the right of the protester to peaceably assemble. There is no reverence to the beautiful history, beautiful American history, the courage, the struggle, the sacrifice that took place for our country to get where we are. So to this BLM movement, I'll say this. If you can't show respect to American values and traditions, then how do you demand and expect respect for your movement? Americans are not blind. They see this, and I promise you, they will remember in November. And this is if as much as you these people they hate Trump, okay? Because I have more videos to show you, but if this is your way of trying to get rid of Trump, all this does is just guarantee that he's going to be there for another 4 years. I have other videos. Let me see which one I want to show you. I don't want to take up too much time with all these videos, but they're all out there, man. And minorities calling on protesters to stop destroying, you know, properties. Business owners, a black business owner woman criticized Black Lives Matter because they destroyed her business, dude. I posted all these videos, a majority of these videos on Instagram. Let me see. I'm going to show you this one because, and I did post this one as well. But again, what's happening right now, even if your movement started with good intentions, it's been usurped. And things are happening right now. And instead of fighting against that, legislators across America and across liberal cities are calling for defunding the police department, adding more chaos to this. Let me show you this woman, because what this woman says, if we defund the police department, who would this woman call for help?
It's Free Wayne. There's nobody at the checkout, but this nigga just pulled a gun out on not just me, but five other black females, and y'all sitting up here really pretending like y'all did this shit over black lives. A black man who looks like me, who should be out there protecting me, just pulled a gun out on me and five other sisters. So y'all tell me, keep lying to yourself, talking about this is about black lives. Just pulled a gun out on me because I'm out here trying to clean up. To clean up what's mine. Y'all so pro-black that y'all anti-black. Ain't nobody gonna say nothing about that, right? That's what I worry about. When the police came here, they ain't pull out no gun on me. But my brother did. Just pulled out a gun on us. Because we're trying to stop people from coming in the parking lot. We're trying to stop people from coming in the parking lot and creating more garbage. And this man just pulled a gun out on me. And five other females. So now I'm in my car and I'm finna go home because at the end of the day, I feel hopeless and there's nothing that I can do. I'm picking up garbage and here goes some old black folks throwing some shit on the ground. Coming in the store, taking stuff and not helping, not asking who needs something. Pulled the gun out on me like I'm trash. You supposed to be out here protecting us. That's what y'all supposed to be doing, but you pulled a gun out on me. You pulled a gun out on me.
She keeps going. The message on this is we're not addressing the real problems, right? The real problems that are happening in these communities. You know, we can sit here and condemn corrupt police officers all day. We've done it on this show. We have. But to paint a narrative that police departments are innately racist and that's why we need to defund them is a lie. It's a lie. And what astounds me is that there are Karens out there in the world who don't understand this. And here's a great example of this. woman, you know, after some of these buildings were tagged up, you know, the residents, they go in and they start cleaning and washing the tagging that was left on these buildings. And here is somebody who pulls up and questions these women for trying to clean up the tagging that was done.
Why are you guys removing Black Lives Matter graffiti? But why do you want that to come off?
Well, I thought this is a federal building.
Yeah, it's just a vandal.
But so you don't care about Black Lives then?
Not at all. That's not at all what we're saying.
That's what this...
We certainly do care about Black Lives.
Not enough to leave up a message.
Wow.
Yeah.
I
disagree with the message, man. It's just on the...
Yeah. So cleaning your streets now is not supporting Black Lives. This is the logic that we have to deal with. It's dumbfounding, man. And how do you rationalize with somebody who thinks like this? But is afraid to call out real evil that happens. Black on black crime is real. I need to show you this video because we can sit here and condemn police officers all day, and we have. Enforcing stupid laws, but to say that they're innately racists, this is just wrong. And saying that in one breath and not pointing out the real atrocities that happen, like to this older gentleman, who I don't know, but a lot of people say that he supports Trump. This black older gentleman that you're going to see in this video, and he's surrounded by thugs. This is where's BLM? And if you look at this video, everybody either doesn't help or just laughs at this. And the only person who helps is a white woman. The only person who checks on how he's doing. But we can't talk about this. It's angering, dude. If we cannot say what is damaging these communities, if we don't say this truth, then we just encourage more of this. That's why I'm not going to go there with you, Tim. I'm just not. I like I said, we on this show condemn law enforcement that can become corrupt. I acknowledge that, and we can address it. It's not a one race thing. It's not a Black Lives Matter thing. It is an All Lives Matter thing. But what's hurting society, the thing on the top 10 list, this is not it. It's not police brutality against blacks. It just isn't. There are other things that are contributing to this. And if we look at the cities, dude, I'm going to show you this video, man, that is just so infuriating when I watch this, man, because this looks like a scene from Black Hawk Down, Mogadishu. This is Minneapolis, dude. I'm sorry for the listener, but it's just burned down building after building after building. It's a war zone. And this is the city that wants to defund and disband the police department. Who are people going to call? Go ahead, Tom.
What's even crazier is the mayor. He, you know, the mayor of Minneapolis went. You know, he was at one of the protests the other day.
Yeah.
He rolls into the crowd, and they're interviewing him, and they keep pressing him. Are you going to abolish the police? He wouldn't answer, and he finally goes, "I don't support it." Yo, you know, you ever see Half Baked? When they were like, everybody boo that man, boo. Dude, they canceled that mayor real
so quickly.
They're like, get the fuck out. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, yeah, like, get the fuck out of here. Get out. Just don't even look at us. Dude, they shamed him.
They
would go, shame. Like he was Cersei, dude.
So
was like,
I'm glad you brought that up because it's beautiful to watch and it's so cringe to watch at the same time. Or you know what I mean? Like it's so uncomfortable. But something that happened before that happened to him, the Minneapolis mayor, Jacob Frey, he goes to the George Floyd funeral, okay? And he's at the casket, and he's crying, like bawling his eyes out. And I'm going to have to show you this video. Here he is. He's just uncontrollable crying. Okay.
So he knew him. I mean, he knew him. I guess I'm confused.
Now, I saw a video. I saw a video, and I'm going to let this play because he's there sobbing uncontrollably. I saw a video it reminded me of this when I saw this. There was this guy who had broken into a home. Into another minority's home. The guy, I'm assuming he was Hispanic. I don't know, but he was a minority. And this guy breaks into this guy's house and starts stealing him. Now he gets confronted by the homeowner, and he gets stopped. And now this guy then starts sobbing and crying uncontrollably. And the guy's yelling at him. He slaps him in the face. What are you doing? Things like that. He's just giving him this big old lecture. And after all that sobbing, the homeowner tells him, "Empty out your pockets." And the guy reaches into his pockets, and he still had the guy's wallet in his pocket. All this sobbing that he did was just to show, so that the homeowner could let him go so that he could keep the wallet. And so this is what when I look at Jacob Frey, it's so fake. You know what I mean? Like, again, I don't know his heart, but come on, man. And to me, my question to this Jacob Frey, as he's sobbing uncontrollably, is like, what do you got in your pockets, Mayor? What election are you trying to steal right now? And so yeah. What Tim mentions is this video. I'm going to show you. And I think the day
this
after.
This might be the best video.
The day after.
This might be the best video I've ever seen,
it's
by the
great.
Way.
The chickens came home to roost for him because, like Tim says, he gets yelled at. He gets booed. The whole thing is cringe to watch. And just watch it.
Oh, I thought it was the Cupid Shuffle. Video.
Did you see that one?
God.
But let me show you this video. Again, he goes to the protests and he decides to speak.
You have to take responsibility here. I've been coming to grips with my own brokenness in this situation, my own failures, my own shortcomings, and I know there needs to be deep-seated structural reform in terms of how the department operates.
So I'm gonna forward it a little bit.
He's up for re-election next year.
So here's where they ask him the question, what he's gonna do about the police department if he's gonna defund them.
Next year. If y'all don't know, he's up for re-election next year. And if he says no, guess what the fuck we gonna do next year?
What'd you say?
I do not support the full abolition of the police.
So he says he's not going to, he said, I'm not going to, I don't support that. Obviously it's common sense. Who the fuck is going to defend your cities, stupid woman? And, you know, a large number of cops, if he would have said yes, a large number of cops would have resigned and left the city in peril.
He was screwed. Yeah.
Would have given them what they deserved.
Yeah.
I was going to say, why can't we build a big wall around that city and defund the police?
No.
Build a wall.
Yeah.
Trump, where's your wall? Build your wall around the city. Defund. Get the fuck out of there. If you agree with defunding, stay. You're stuck.
He built one around the White House.
Here's your little world. Here's your little bubble of a city that you want. Like that Simpson movie when they came over and they dropped the glass bubble on him because they. I know, but again.
Doesn't work like that.
Why can't it? Why can't it? They did it in Europe.
It's un-American.
They did it in Africa. They did it in all these other countries and continents where they went in and they broke them up into their own little states and their own little.
We are the United States.
But the United States is becoming this shit. Yeah. Fucking give them what they want.
Look,
Lock them in.
I got to give the guy credit, though, because he went against the crowd and they told him to get the fuck out.
I was shocked that he didn't get knocked out.
Oh, that's exactly.
I'm shocked that nobody did. When he said no, that he just got bop.
I'll show his video of the walk of shame. But before I show you that, again, this needs to serve as a lesson to every leftist leader who attempts to pander to the mob. When you make a deal with those who commit atrocious acts in the name of social justice, eventually the mob will turn on you. And what then? When you spent all your time weakening the very institutions that promote law and order, who will remain standing next to you to protect you from the violent mob? I hope and pray, for your sake and mine, that the people you demeaned and criticized, you know, those lovers of the Constitution that cling to their Bibles and their guns, I hope they will be there, guns drawn and pointed at the oncoming hordes of zombies. And you, because this is what they don't realize. Like Heidi says, oh yeah, let's say from the cops. Great. Stage one thinking. What happens next? And here's his walk of shame, dude. This is, oh, my link doesn't work anymore. Anyway.
I mean, the best part about this whole thing was like earlier in the day, he's sitting there dancing with everybody thinking like he's having a good day. And then it's like if you could see the timeline of him, like, you know, trying to do the Cupid shot. Oh my God, this guy can't dance for shit. Like he was off beat, everything or whatever it was. I'm looking at this going, bad. And, you know, and then it's like, all right, you're trying, you know, you're trying to be part of the, everyone's like, oh, what's up, dude? Everybody's happy with them. And so it's like, oh, I'm having a good day. He's trying to keep his mask on and it's like, just take it off, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like he's spending the whole time. I feel bad for the guy because you know what? Whoever put him in there probably told, you know, everybody is bought and paid by somebody. Mm-hmm. So he was like, he's trying to, he got owned, son. Talk about a bought and paid for politician. That's a bought and paid for politician. And you know what? It blew up in his face. He will resign soon. They will relieve him.
He's going to be gone.
Displace him.
This is what I recommend that, because there's a lot of Republicans out there and a lot of conservatives out in the front lines in the middle of these crowds. And one of the things that I suggest is that they infiltrate these crowds because, you know, the Biden and all these Democrats, they're pandering. And they need to ask each and one of those Democrats, Pelosi, Biden, all of them, AOC, ask them this question. You know, are you going to defund the police department? Are you going to, let's disband the police department. Do you support that? Yes or no? And we'll see what he says, right? And if he says yes, that's Trump's ad right there. Jobs, not mobs.
No, I'm sorry. He came out today. They released a statement from his campaign saying he doesn't support sure. When I read it, said, he doesn't support defunding the military. That's why I was texting my buddy. I was like,
"Who, Biden?
The cops." He says, "I don't support defunding the police." He's like, "We do need to make reform." Everybody is in somewhat of agreement. Everybody, there's a lot of things people are in agreement in. Yes. Yep. Do the cops need better training and de-escalation training? Yes. Do they need to address situations in certain ways? Yes. Do they not need to give the third degree to, you know, that's the other part of it. When they pull over a minority, they don't, you know, you don't need to treat him as he's a criminal right away. You know what I mean? Like, that's been a lot of the complaints, right? Like, I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen it with my own eyes.
To that line of thinking, I was listening to a different podcast, and they had this guy on, and he was talking about how the majority of the police departments, when you first join, you go to the police academy, right? And they train you in self-defense and how to take people down non-lethally and firearms training, right? Mm-hmm. After your initial training, the only renewal education you get is firearms training.
Yeah.
So if you've been on the police force for 20 years, every year you're getting firearms training and learning how to shoot your gun and hit what you're shooting at. But you're not going back and remembering, oh, yeah, if somebody comes at me who's not armed, I grab the wrist, I twist it, I flip them over, they're on the ground, I'm in control the whole time. They're not getting any sort of renewed education on that. So when it comes to a violent an aggressive situation like that, are you going to go back 20 years to your training and remember to do that? Or are you going to go back 3 weeks ago when you finished your firearms training, pull out your gun and cap the guy?
Right. But that's what I was saying. They need better training de-escalation. Sure. Like I was even telling Nelson, they also need mandatory psych evals. Because you know what? After a while, if you've been a beat cop in rough neighborhoods, mm-hmm. it you talk to a lot of cops. It changes who they are because they've seen so much shit that most people have never seen before. So they need a psychological evaluation. I think, you know, like just making sure that they're legit, that they can be in situations.
Here's something that I think a lot of people can agree on. The unions protect a lot of these corrupt cops. One,
that
and,
too.
And two, just like a power, again, power corrupts. You cannot be a lifelong police officer. I'm all for that. You know, you just can't. You serve, you do time. I don't know what time that is, but it's not lifelong, because we can agree that it takes a mental toll on you. And then you need to go and live under as a civilian. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't think this is an idea that I have. And I think a lot of people can support it, is say, you know, you can't be a lifelong law enforcement officer, you know, because it takes a toll, even on the most well-intentioned person who gets in there, who has a great heart. After a certain amount of time, you become desensitized to a lot of stuff. And maybe it's not a good idea to remain there for the rest of your life. Or, you know,
a lot of these cops in these protests, right? You know, you're sitting there trying to do the best you can. The minute they start launching shit at you, setting you on fire, destroying your cars, throwing rocks, Molotov cocktails, like, at a certain point, you're gonna snap. It's human. Like, if you sit there, I understand you're paid not to do that. But after a while, if you get hit with a brick, you ain't think you're not gonna be mad getting hit by a brick.
Well,
and you have to sit there.
Well, no, to that. Well, no, because when it comes to that point, when someone starts throwing a brick at you, it is now self-defense.
But that's where they got the cops. That's where they got the cops with this, because the piece, this was all strategic. The way the agitators, right? Because there was alt-right that hate government and alt-left. There was a lot of different groups in there. There was even a military guy that blew up a cop. Military guy. A fucking Air Force active duty built explosives. And he blew up a fucking cop in Santa Cruz. And then they're thinking he's linked to the guy, the office, the security guard at the federal building in Oakland that got capped. So you got all sorts of crazy shit going on right now. All different groups that have a hatred for government, hatred for Trump, hate for capitalism, hatred for everything that, you know, in between. You know what I'm saying? So this is dangerous. So what's happening is you have people peacefully walking down the street protesting, fine. But then you get the ones zigzagging around, veering off, creating shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
People aren't stopping them. And then it just manifests. And then I watched, dude, they had it on, dude, during the protest, I watched everything. I watched CNN, MSNBC, Fox, and OAN. Okay, I watched every news outlet plus the live streams. Dude, CNN had it, right? They're in front of the when they put up the fencing around the White House. It was just the basic ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're interviewing somebody about why they're, and he's like, you know, we're looking for police reform. You know, there's a lot of brutality. You know, we just want to have some conversations around it, right? Totally talking fine. But then what do you see? You see the Antifa guy, right? Full, the whole riot gear helmet. He's going up to the fence while everybody's just looking at the camera. He starts shaking it. And then everybody starts shaking it. And then a couple people that saw what was happening that was part of the interview, dude, they walked right over and they contained it. But then the camera is panned. You see another guy come out of the crowd looking at it all, like trying to size it up. He walks over to another spot a little further down. And then the other kid, he kind of walks and then dips back into the crowd, comes back to the front. Then they start shaking it again. And then CNN cuts off. So you see how they were all working.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
they
are mixing in between, you know, peaceful protesters. So now when a cop sees people, they don't know who's friend or who's foe. So basically, that's almost like insurgents. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when you think about like when they used to hear the Vietnam stories, they would walk in the villages and see, they would slaughter everybody in the village because they didn't know who was friend or who's foe, because they would have a little kid come up with a bomb and just blow everybody up, you know? Yeah. Not right, but
I've been watching videos on, there is some training, dude, where they are training younger kids to be the agitators, and because a police officer kills one of those kids, oh, you better believe CNN's going to cover that.
Oh yeah.
All right, let's move on, and hopefully this is the last time that we cover this, but highly unlikely.
Oh no.
And
no, this is going to be good.
No, I'm talking about what I'm going to talk about right now, which is the COVID lie. 1,000 health professionals signed a letter demanding that the Floyd protest not be shut down by using the coronavirus concerns as an excuse. These are again, health professionals, the experts who just a couple of weeks ago were telling us that social distancing, that's what we needed in order to bring the curve down. But look at these massive crowds, protesters. And here are some hundreds of doctors.
Billy was live yesterday.
Hold on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Doctors protest alongside the protesters. Doctors and nurses. Not social distancing. These are the experts who just a couple weeks ago were protesting the protesters lockdown protesters. Remember,
yeah, you know, again, it's funny. Some of those could have been paid, dude.
We stayed. They used to have this. They had this hashtag. Again, we forget this thing. Just a couple weeks ago, they had this hashtag that said, "We stayed at work for you. Now you stay at home for us." Do we not? Just a couple weeks ago, the Democratic Party was telling us that coronavirus was killing Black people disproportionately, and to go out and protest was racist. They were telling us this. Now they're encouraging mass gatherings of Black people. So, do they believe their lies? If so, do they want to kill more Black people? Things that make you go, You know what I'm saying? Like, they were telling us this stuff. And where's Dr. Fauci? Why isn't he on TV condemning these mass gatherings?
Because he's deleting 10,000 emails from his server, dude. That's again, why.
Here is... More medical people who support them.
So you saw, speaking of medical, you saw the Woke Health Organization came out today. You see their big bombshell?
What did they say?
Asymptomatic isn't really that contagious.
No. Oh, how convenient.
Don't worry. Just give it another 12 weeks and then... Everybody, you must stay home because you have to do a mail-in ballot because we cannot
have people out in public voting.
So this will all turn around in 12 weeks.
Now, here is from Contra Costa County. Where is this at? Chicago? I don't know where this county is at. I'm assuming it's either California. But
that's probably Cali.
They had some guidelines. And the first two bullet points, this is what it says. The stay at home orders. This is what they say. Social outdoor gatherings of up to 12 people. Protests of up to 100 people. Doesn't the second bullet point contradict the first?
Dude, you can't make it up. You can't make it up, dude. You can't. No.
I tweeted. Because,
you know that this is all bullshit.
No, because look at this. The health director of PA came out saying that because Tom Wolf was, you know, he came out saying the governor of Pennsylvania came out saying cannot be social gathering, of more than these people. And then he goes out himself and he's out with the protesters for this BLM stuff. Then they asked the health director of Pennsylvania, you know, the guy, saying, dude, fucking out of all the states I could have gone to. But anyway, so he's out there and he says this, dude. He says, yeah, well, the protests are necessary, right? So then I tweeted out and I said, you know what? Well, if protests are okay, then we should call every event that we want to attend. We should just end it with protests. So, you know, wedding day protests. Happy hour protest, you know, everything we should call it, ended with protest because apparently in protest, you can have up to 100 people. This is the insanity
I can tell you this.
That we believe, dude.
Oh, I've got it. We open a bar called Protest.
So here's the thing. So over the weekend, I'm not going to say their names for, you know, the listeners, because I'm not going to be a rat.
Yeah.
But I was in Arcadia at a restaurant on Sunday with a bunch of friends, packed to the nine. No, you know, they didn't put space out. I mean, this place was packed.
That's because of where you were located.
Right. Then in Old Town, Saturday night with the same group of friends, same thing, restaurant, packed. They had like a outdoor patio, you know, with benches and whatnot. So you can hang out while you're waiting because it was took like an hour to eat. You know what I mean? Get a table. Packed. Everybody walking on the street. Every restaurant packed. You know what I mean? So it's like there's a lot of places just saying we're not following the guidelines because I got to make money.
Yeah.
And people want to be out.
The cops are busy with what they the got riots.
Yeah.
They're not going to be enforcing.
They have other things to deal with.
Yeah, we were at a small, I'll just call it a small business. I won't get specific about it. The small business the other day picking up some supplies. And we were talking to the owner, and he said for, what was it, 7 week shutdown? How long was the shutdown here?
6 weeks.
Six, 7 weeks. It cost him $51,000.
Oh, I thought he said it was 57. Wow.
51, he 57 said, is still a lot of money.
$50,000 it cost him because he had product that went bad because he was in a, it's a, the business he was in has perishable products. Mm. He was paying people, paying employees. He was paying rent for his store, paying electricity to try to keep the stuff, you know, going. $50,000. It's like, well, okay. Who's the winner in this?
Well, because that bounces, you know, your business can bounce back, but you can't replace a life.
What? No, yeah. No. If the businesses could bounce back, then why are so many of them foreclosing and bankrupting?
But that's what people say.
Yeah, well.
A life, you can't bring, you know, you can't start over a life. You know what I mean? You can't bring, you know, a life is worth more than the business. But then when I tell people, I'm like, if you look at all these states that had that nursing home order to let all these people go and die because they couldn't, you know, not take in a COVID patient. They go, oh, no, they didn't do that. Okay, I'm done with you because you're not watching the real news.
We lost more people in death to the old people thing and to suicide than we did to COVID. So what about those lives?
Yeah.
What about those?
I agree with you. Here's a quote from these health experts.
Oh, wait a minute. I know what it is, Nelson. Really, Saul. The problem is, like that brunette dumb bitch said in the very beginning that you said, they're entitled.
Yeah.
They're entitled.
Yeah. Oh, it's
fucking cunt.
It's insanity. Now, I just want to read this quote because this is a real quote. I looked it up. It's not made up. These are the experts who signed a letter and who wanted, and this is what they said, how they justify this. As public health, I'm quoting here, as public health advocates, we do not condemn these gatherings as risky for COVID-19. Talking about the protesters out there, the BLM protesters, for COVID-19 transmissions. This should not be confused with a permissive stance on all gatherings, particularly protests against stay-home orders. So they are, do you see the insanity? We were lied to. We were lied to, and it's time to wake up. Now, de Blasio, the guy who strict stay-at-home orders.
His daughter got arrested, by the way. His daughter got arrested in the protest fucking with cops.
Now.
All right.
This guy goes to George Floyd's funeral, okay, where they didn't social distancing. There was hundreds of people there. And silver linings, he gets booed.
The mayor of New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio. We need to be
He gets booed the whole time. Again.
Dude, the cancel culture is real, dude.
They arrested people for going to church. And now they are encouraging mass gatherings, but specifically mass gatherings for this. Only the things that we like. That's where there's no issue with COVID-19. But, oh, the poachers against it? Oh, no, that spreads COVID-19. Can you believe the insanity? This is why, fuck them. Fuck them all. They lying to us. And if they're lying to us about that, they're lying to us about everything. All right, moving on. Jobs, not mobs. The thing that the country has had to suffer at the hands of a careless media are sinister. We can all agree on that. And they border on evil. Scandals, fake outrage after fake outrage, from Russian collusion to Ukrainian corruption to impeachment to coronavirus and now the racism riots. And yet the country is doing good. Can you imagine how prosperous, how far we would be if the media played fair? But here we are, as a country, having to carry the dead weight of people who don't want to contribute. They only want to tear down. What Trump has endured as president is beyond what any other president, maybe short of Washington and Abraham Lincoln, have had to endure. This is unbelievable. And the fact that the economy, that 2.5, the economy is recovering, dude. I mean, if you look at these job numbers are excellent. The what they predicted was that there would be like 5 million more jobs lost. And in fact, there were 2.5 million. Wow. More.
It was a major swing where they were all like, huh? There was something in the numbers that there was a little thing at the bottom that really said this isn't a real representation because of this, that, and a third. Mm. But they went with the 2.5 million. So there was a little bit of a fuzz in there, even if
it was zero jobs, it wasn't still the 20 positive. Million. Exactly. It wasn't the 20 million that you predicted. Yeah. Now, every mayor in every city that rioted, I want you to look at these numbers. Every mayor in every city that rioted is a Democrat. So what is this movement against? What is the common denominator? This should put to rest if there is institutional racism in the world, it's happening in democratic cities. I don't believe in that narrative, but if we are to look at facts, every city, Asbury Park, Democrat, Atlanta, Democrat, Atlantic City, Democrat, Boston, Chicago, Cleveland, Columbus, Dallas, Dayton, even Phoenix, all Democrats. And now something interesting, and I saw you tweet this and post this, Tim, is Sean King. The guy who leads a lot of these racist movements, the guy's white himself, but again, he's a big leader in this whole thing. He called him out on this and he tweeted this, and something's going on, man. And what I was telling Tim the whole time, you know, because he's sending me these tweets of, they're eating each other, man. They are turning against each other. Now he says this, and I'm going to read it out. He says, stop generically telling us to vote in response to all of the police brutality we have right now. Yes, we should vote, but we have to be very specific. Democrats from top to bottom are running the cities with the worst police brutality in America right now. We voted for them. This is a powerful message, dude, because
it's the truth.
It's the truth.
It is the God's honest truth. And this is what I've been holding back because, look, whether you like the guy or you don't like the guy, Trump is trying to make a change and make things better. But the media and everybody says he's this evil, 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 evil person. You know, and I'm watching this and I'm like, if he says Antifa's bad, the left says Antifa's good, which they all did because everyone's coming out saying I'm Antifa now. It's really cool to say I'm Antifa because it's anti-fascist. Yes, it is anti-fascist. If you see what an anti-fascist is, that's what America is. But we've turned now capitalism and Donald Trump and conservatives as fascists and the Antifas, they're really for change. No, because I know you follow Jack Posobiec. Obviously he's conservative, but he's not just a journalist. This guy was a special forces and fucking intelligence. This guy knows this shit, right? But he's breaking it all down. He goes, guys, where did Antifa come from? He goes, it came from, you know, East Germany, the Nazi party. And he shows the Soviets they called like the Berlin Wall. It was like Antifa something. You know what I mean? And he was like, this is what they were selling everybody to spread communism. You know what I mean? He's like, they got all those liberals to turn around and say, oh, yeah, this is great. And then look what that turned into. And we're watching it again. That's why I tell people, history repeats itself. And when you start erasing history and stop teaching history and, you know, you fill people's minds with this cuckoo-ness that, you know, you deserve free medical. You deserve this with free, free, free. That's the communist socialist way. They don't want to listen. When we did the CARES program. What did every kid, what most things every kid said to me? And I said, what's your favorite subject? Oh, this. Well, I said, what's your least favorite? History. Well, there you go. History will repeat. And I told him, I said, if you don't know your history, it will repeat itself. And we are right now. And I texted you this. Yeah. I said, we're almost, I feel like they're trying to push 1940, you know, Germany on everybody. Because you got Joe Biden. Joe Biden comes out and says, 10 to 15% of this country is bad. Who's that 10 to 15%, Joe? Who's the 10 to 15%? That equates to almost 50 million people. Who are the 50 million bad people, Joe? What do you plan on doing with that? When you make a statement like that, you don't hear Donald Trump ever, ever say anything about the citizens. When he goes to crazy Democrats, the crazy Nancy, he's going after specific people to so people open their eyes and go, look, you can still vote Democrat, but look at what these people are. You've been voting. You want to vote Democrat? That's great. But get rid of them because they ain't working for you.
Right.
Nancy, I posted a thing. You know, and this has been going around. All of a sudden, all these Democrats that have been in office for 40 years, 40, 30, 20, you know, you combine it, it's almost 200-300 years of fucking service.
Right.
Now they're saying, oh, yeah, we got to fix this problem. You've had this entire time and everyone's, oh, Obama, we love Obama. It wasn't as good as under Obama. What did Obama do for this? You know what he did?
Black Lives Matter.
No, you know what he did? He made police forces stronger. He passed laws that made them stronger, according to some of the things I researched. But again,
Joe Biden.
Then why are we having problems?
Joe Biden signed the crime bill in 1994 that, if you look at it, it actually made it worse for minority communities.
Yeah.
Okay? But then you get Trump in 2018 signs the First Step Act. And, you know, it's about getting, you know, giving them the second chance when they get out, getting them educated in jail so that when they come out, they can go to work and work with people, you know, work with employers to allow them back into the workforce so that when they come out, they're not going back to the streets. They're going to be, you know, what they say, a productive, you know, person in society and contribute. You know what I mean? So there was a 17-year-old kid that just got his ass whooped in one of these protests because he supported Trump. But he was marching, but he supported Trump. Mob. I'm talking about like 20 kids beat the shit out of this kid.
And, they left him unconscious. I don't know. What happened to him?
Anita King. Is it Anita King?
I don't know.
I forget. We follow her on Instagram and she's like, this kid is a 17-year-old kid. The reason why he supports Donald Trump is because his dad got out on the First Step Act and he was able to without, you know, his dad's been in jail for 17 years, basically his whole life. So that's why he became a Trump supporter, because this allowed his father to get out, come back into his life, have a job and redo his life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have it, you know, at least try to move forward. And they beat the shit out of him because he was
because they don't care about Black lives. They really don't.
But the thing is that movement doesn't have a leader, right? They're unorganized and it's just chaos. And that's why I don't support it. Now, one thing that I can support is this man on the street. He gets interviewed in the protests and I'm with you, man. This guy, he is my spirit animal. You
know, how long is all this going to go on?
It's going to go on till it's over.
Till it's over? What's going to make this over? What are there? Are there specific demands that these people want, that you and these fellow people want?
I would like to have some pussy. And some real good pussy.
Well, have a great day. Thanks for your time.
Did he say that live on the air? Or was that an Instagram?
I don't know. He's on Instagram, but I can get behind that.
Nelson's gonna be out there with a sign.
That's a Kazakh.
He's gonna be out there with a sign. Hey, what was it? What do you want? Well, we want it now.
dude, sorry. I just had it.
What do Tim we want? Pussy. When do we want it? Now.
I like how he gets asked, like, when do you think this is going to end? Well, when it's over. Let me play it for you again because this is hilarious.
So when you first started playing it, I'm like, this guy looks like he's drunk.
No, he is. He's fucked up. He's fucked up for sure.
Just watch this.
He's probably a homeless guy.
Till it's over, what's going to make this over? What are there? Are there specific demands that these people want, that you and these fellow people want?
I would like to have the pussy, and that would make it over for me.
I'm real good.
That would make it over for me.
That's it. That's all I'm asking for. Oh my god.
So, you know, I got to say, Marge, our Fog City Mag,
Oh, yes.
She was she went
beautiful and courageous.
She went to a protest in San Francisco, right? And as she marched with it, got it all, you know, video, and the crowd asked, anybody want to speak up? And she did. And she, you know, in the crowd, she brought out the facts. Like, and they had the video. She's like, according to the Washington, she gave the WAPO. She gave the WAPO statistics.
The Washington Post.
Right? And everybody was silent. And then she's like, we need to be better to get, you know, everybody applauded her there. Nobody booed her. I believe she had her Trump hat on. You know what
I
mean?
No, she didn't have the Trump hat on. No, she didn't.
Oh, no. She didn't have it on. She would have got an ass whooped. But by giving the facts without seeing the hat, they applauded that. That's when you know the hatred, because he said those facts.
Yep.
You know what I mean? He's brought those facts out. Yep. And they go, no.
They're not listening.
Fox News, no.
Exactly.
You know, but when she said it, because they thought, whether they thought she was with the movement or not the movement, I don't give a shit.
They probably won't
but
listen.
The fact that she said it and nobody booed her, nobody said, get the fuck off, you know, nobody demeaned her. They applauded after she was done.
Mm-hmm.
That speaks highly, because numbers don't lie. But when you, if you could put somebody up there to give facts and data that people don't hate or have a misconception, you could go a lot further, because people probably heard that and go, fuck, we protested before.
You know, Dennis Prager says this all the time, and it's very true. One of the reasons I believe she wasn't booed was because most people agree, but they're not exposed to her ideas. And their minds should, if she had been wearing a Trump hat, she would have been shut down. People just stopped listening. But conservative ideas can be popular. They're just not exposed to it. They're never exposed to it. They don't watch it on the movies that they watch, on the shows that they watch. All the shows out there are just full of leftist rhetoric. And even in the schools. So they're not exposed to these ideas. And so what she did was smart. And then, like I said, not only is she freaking beautiful, but she's courageous. Let me show you this. And again, I'm done with the serious talk. I'm showing this for Jeremy because and Heidi. This is funny. Actually, pretty cool. Pretty cool though. Look what this guy does. It's a. Riding lawnmower. Look at what he does to it.
Oh, I like it already.
Isn't that great? Look at this. It's funny.
Is that like a... Oh, it's a tank. That's awesome.
He calls it COVID-19.
COVID-19.
Look at this, man.
You know what? I saw this earlier and I stopped creative. Watching because I was like, what the fuck is this about?
That is very creative. Look at this. but this is the
Timon
this is the money shot right here. This is the money shot. I love that video. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's great.
That is great.
I think that's hilarious. All right, Heidi, what do you got?
What do you want from this? It's what everybody wants.
Okay.
Even the Antifa girls.
Did y'all hear about that asteroid that was zooming by the Earth this weekend?
Everybody wanted it to hit.
Asteroid larger than the Empire State Building was set to whiz by the Earth over the weekend, this past weekend, this weekend, whatever. So I guess everybody was freaking out about it, but hold on your seat, y'all, because it was 3.1 million miles away.
Oh, wow.
That close. Oh, no.
He missed it by that much.
I wonder, like...
Further away than Mars.
The sun is 93 million miles away. So it was obviously moon. I mean, relative terms, it came pretty close.
Right.
It skimmed, right?
Right. When you think of the vastness of space, yes, that is pretty close. But when you think of it in realistic terms of Yeah, that was nowhere close.
No, yeah, but nothing imagine. Like, what was it, last year, a year before last, when it actually broke the Earth's barrier and caused like 1,000 people to be injured in Russia.
Oh, I didn't know about this.
That was within the past couple of years.
What?
Yeah. Oh,
fake news. God.
No one knows
No, it
that.
Wasn't.
I didn't hear that. I'm sure that would have been on the news. All right. No, I didn't.
It was.
But people were laughing. They were like, all this going on. Nobody cares about the media. And people were like, oh, that would just top off 2020 you know real
that,
nice.
That,
just
that would have been
it.
A good
just
Armageddon thing. It would have united everybody. They're like, you know what? Let's put this to the side right now. Let's save the planet. And we would have had a Will Smith out there. Or no, we're not. No, it wasn't Will Smith. Who was the?
No, it was
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis. And,
there you go.
Ben
yes.
Affleck. And Ben Affleck.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And then
Batman.
I'm Batman.
Batman.
I'm pretending to be Batman.
All right. Well,
we got everybody out there trying to be Banes. We need less Banes. Somebody actually, no bullshit. One of the videos I saw actually was talking about that. Somebody was equating to what's going on to the. They're like, we need less Banes and we need more. I couldn't stop laughing. I forget who it was, but they're like, we need less Banes in the world right now.
Well, in the meantime, I'd like to make an update. November of 2019, there was a drug bust in Italy. And most recently, within the past recent days and weeks, what they've discovered where the cocaine was.
China.
Feral pigs found it.
Uh-oh.
Tore it to shreds.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, no.
They ate and destroyed $22,000 worth of the cocaine that was hidden in the Italian forest.
Oh, so with these pigs going like around like I'm like cooking,
they're running all over the place,
destroying the evidence. There's nothing to try these drugs.
Hey man, you can hey,
drug
bacon.
People on anymore.
Bacon, bacon,
yeah, bacon laced with cocaine.
You know how usually you see feral pigs and they're like pretty fatty and the pictures of these pigs, they're skinny.
They're like little track horse.
They're running all over the place, lost a lot of weight.
They're thin. They're like super thin.
White that snouts. Is so awesome, dude.
Uh-oh.
So real quick, this is news.
Okay.
So, so you know how everybody's bitching about mail-in fraud, voter mail-in and everything? My sister has not lived in Arizona for almost 20 years now. Well, no, she's 40. Yeah, so, you know, over 15. No, shit, almost 20 years. Okay? Yeah, it's about 20 years. My cousin just got her mail-in vote, mail-in ballot.
From Arizona?
To New York?
No. They still have my sister registered at their house. Because she lived there for a little bit. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
He just texted me. Voter mail-in's not for the vote.
Dude, I got a text.
But it's secure.
I would tell them to fill it out and put Republican.
But no, it's secure, remember? They just came out saying it was secure.
They
were guaranteeing security.
No, that's a fucking felony. You know
dude, I got a text message from a Latin organization, obviously a liberal leftist, you know, telling me, we just want to reach out and see if you support us and supporting mail-in ballot. And I'm like, I texted back and said, liberalism is cancer, Trump 2020.
Yeah, he sent me the screenshot.
What else?
Nice. All right. Well, I'd like to just wrap it up with Jeremy.
Uh-oh.
It's official. We now have to start wearing face masks during sex.
Oh,
to
Jesus.
Prevent.
Well, stop we're married. It. We don't have sex. So.
I read that article.
Yeah, you read
I
the
read
article.
That article.
Jeremy's
couples
a savage.
Couples should wear face masks during sex. New studies insist. So even though the CDC and the WHO and everybody's come out to say, hey, we were wrong. We still have some news organizations that would like to make sure that we understand we should be wearing masks when having sex.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll see. We'll see how that works out for everybody.
How do you give head then?
I don't know. According, well, you're not breathing in each other then, face to face, right? Bert Kreischer tells you to just turn around and face the wall. You can't share germs if she's facing the wall.
You're an asshole. You're an asshole. I'm just going to throw that.
Practice doggy style.
Oh, God, stop.
Stop. Stop. All right.
This is a family show. This is a family show.
I don't want to hear about you two making whooping.
Jesus.
We
lost him.
Oh, and Tim's
he's dry heating. He's dry heating right now.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. There you go. So right. on that note, Saul, I'll turn it back over to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. Find us on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Give us a follow, hit that like button, and share some of the content. And soon we're going to be TikTok. TikTok Tim. We're going to do it.
No, I'll never TikTok. That's China.
TikTok. You can have the girls do it.
No, that's China.
That's China. Girls
I don't support TikTok.
All right. We will catch you all next time. Adios.
Wash your hands. Wash your ass. Get ready to vote.
Guten Tag.
See ya.